Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can cock a castle.
You can't do what?
You can cock a castle.
We'll see. Right. Campy Kennedy, as always, sponsored by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Just visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Yeah.
Carson, say hello to Sandra from Topsfield.
Good morning, Sandra. We love your fare.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
As my friend Kennedy would say, living the dream.
Sandra is not alone, though, Carson. She brought back up.
Okay.
Lily and Ella are in the car with her on the way to school.
Oh, all right. Good morning, Lily. Good morning, Ella.
Good morning.
All right.
See, they're fired up. They want blood.
It's a little aggressive. Okay.
Can you ladies please kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, ladies.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson this morning, you're going to get $100. He is now meandering off into that soundproof studio. Are you ladies ready?
Yes.
Okay, question number one. Some classic Christmas movies are returning to theaters this month, including Elf, Love Actually, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. What town does the Grinch terrorize in that movie?
Whoville.
Question number two. Nick Jonas is dropping a solo album called Sunday Best. That'll come out February 6th. Which movie franchise does Jonas play the character Seaplane McDonough in?
Ooh. I have no idea.
Okay, question number three. Johnny Cash's estate is taking Coca-Cola to court. They are saying that Coca-Cola misled fans by using a Johnny Cash sound-alike in a college football commercial. What animal has Coca-Cola famously used in their advertising since the 1920s?
Polar bear.
Katy Perry has been awarded $1.8 million in damages from a long real estate battle. Katy Perry is currently dating the former Canadian Prime Minister. Who is he?
Justin Trudeau.
And question number five. Britney Spears turns 44 today. Her breakout hit that brought her mainstream success was actually her debut single. Can you name that song?
Maybe One More Time.
Ooh, okay, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Lily, Ella, what grade are you guys in?
I'm in ninth.
I'm in sixth.
Ninth and sixth, good years. All how right, do you think your mom did?
Good. I think she did good.
You are both right. She got 4 out of 5
correct. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Nice job.
Nice.
Very well done. Carson, are you ready to defend the castle?
Let's do it.
All right, question number one.
Yes.
Some classic Christmas movies are returning to theaters this month, including Elf, Love Actually, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay.
What town does the Grinch terrorize in that movie?
Whoville, Dan.
That is correct. All the Whos down in Whoville. 1-1. Nick Jonas is dropping a solo album called Sunday Best that comes out on February 6th. Which movie franchise does Jonas play the character Seaplane McDonough in?
Jumanji.
Jumanji is correct. And the exhale. 2-1. Question number three. Johnny Cash's estate is taking Coca-Cola to court. They're saying Coke misled fans by using a Johnny Cash sound-alike in a college football commercial.
Okay.
What animal has Coca-Cola famously used in their advertising since the 20s?
Oh, polar bears.
That is correct. 3-2.
Little known fact, I dated the heiress to the Coca-Cola fortune in the sixth grade.
Wow, you fumbled that bag, huh?
I totally did. My mom was so mad. I'm like, Mom, we dated for 2 weeks. What are we doing here? I was in the sixth grade.
You could be on a yacht right now instead of looking at my face.
We used to go roller skating in her guest house. That's how big it was.
So many layers to your life. 3-2, question number 4. Katy Perry has been awarded a $1.8 million settlement in damages from a long real estate battle.
Mm-hmm.
Katy is currently dating the former Canadian Prime Minister. Who he?
Oh, Justin Trudeau.
That is correct.
Smart-looking man.
Mm-hmm. 4-3, question number 5. Britney Spears turns 44 today. Her breakout hit that brought her mainstream success was actually her debut single, so it wasn't a long climb for her.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of that song?
Hit Me, Baby, One More Time. Or is it Oops, I Did It Again?
It's just Baby, One More Time.
Really?
Sandra got it right. 4-4.
I was just singing the song, Dan. It's a gift.
4-4. Carson still gets the win.
Nice job.
But Sandra, Ella, Lily, thank you guys for calling in, and we are not sending you away empty-handed.
No, you just won yourself a pair of VIP tickets to Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, playing December 6th through the 23rd at Emerson Cutler Majestic Theater. You can buy tickets at comshakes.org, but you got a pair of those for free. Mom can drive you. You ladies go to the show, and she can sit in the parking lot and wait. Mom's like, I don't think that's happening, Carson.
All right. Is there anything you ladies want to say to Carson before we leave here?
This is Sandra, Lily, and Ella from Topfield, and we cannot beat Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Just learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Yes.
Carson.
Yes.
Say hello to Lisa from Needham.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Carson. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. It's good to have you on the show this morning.
I'm so excited.
You sound excited. Can you use that excitement to kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Lisa.
You too.
Go on, get 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson today, we are going to give you $100. We can't play for the $1,000 because Sal says absolutely not when Kennedy's not here. He does not trust us. But there's nothing okay. wrong with the crispy Ben Franklin.
That's right.
Lisa, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. Simon Cowell is sorry he was such a jerk in his early years as a reality TV judge, but he says then again, the upside is that it made the shows really popular worldwide. Which show is he referring to that brought him fame in America where he played an extra harsh judge?
American Idol.
Question number 2. Taylor Swift's The Fate of Ophelia has now spent 8 weeks as the number one song in the country. That puts it at a tie for her personal best. With this 2022 song, can you name it?
2022. Yep. Oh, shoot. My daughter would know the answer to this.
Thank you for saying shoot, and I need an answer.
We're never getting back together.
All right. Question number 3. Many classic Christmas movies are returning to theaters this month, including Elf, Love Actually, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And one of the most well-known quotes from Elf, Buddy says, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is what?
Is to sing for all to hear.
And question number 4, this singer turns 44 today. Take a listen to this song and then name her. Who does that song?
I'm guessing Sia.
All right. And question number five. 28 years ago today in 1997, Boston classic Good Will Hunting had its world premiere. The movie stars Matt Damon as a genius young janitor at which local college?
That would be Harvard.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
No, it's MIT.
Please.
It's MIT. Darn.
Welcome back, Carson.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back. Everything go okay while I was gone? Yeah, fine. All right. Okay.
You know what, Lisa? I'm going to give you the last one.
What?
Because it's not my money.
Oh, thank you.
She changed it at the buzzer.
Okay.
She changed it at the buzzer, and it's not my money. I don't
see,
care.
When you're sitting in that chair, Dan, it changes all the rules of the game, doesn't it?
Carson, Lisa from Needham heading to work. She got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay. Okay. Nice job, Lisa.
You were real close to another one, but you missed a word, and I can't give it to you.
Oh, darn.
All right. Okay. Are you ready?
I believe so.
Simon Cowell is sorry he was such a jerk in his early years as a reality TV judge, but he says then again the upside had made the show really popular worldwide. Which show was he referring to that brought him to fame where he was a really harsh judge?
American Idol.
That is correct, 1-1. Taylor Swift's The Fate of Ophelia has now spent 8 weeks as the number one song in the country.
Okay.
That ties her personal best record with this song from 2022 that also spent 8 weeks at number one.
That'll get a hint of any kind? You,
okay. It was from 2022 and it spent 8 weeks at number one. That is the hint.
2022, 8 weeks at number one. I'm not sure which song that is, Dan. I'm sorry.
Antihero.
Oh, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
1-1 going into question number
three.
We had
so many albums and songs there for like 24 months from Taylor.
She is prolific. That's
she
a
is.
Fact.
Yep.
Question number three. Many classic Christmas movies are returning to theaters this month, including Elf, Love Actually, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Because we've run out of ideas.
And one of the most well-known quotes from Elf, Buddy says, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is what?
Singing loud for all to hear.
That is it. Singing loud for all to hear. You missed a word. 2-1 for
oh,
Carson.
Darn.
Bah humbug, Dan.
I just gave her the fifth. What do you guys want from me? I'm only a man. 2-1, question number four. This singer turns 44 today. Take a listen to this song, which reached number one, and name the singer.
Man, in the 2000s, it sounded like she had a hit on the radio every 7 minutes. Nelly Furtado.
It is Nelly Furtado. 3-1. Question number five. 28 years ago today in 1997, Good Will Hunting had its world premiere.
Okay.
The movie stars Matt Damon as a genius young janitor in which local college?
He is at... Oh, jeez.
Bunker Hill Community College.
Bunker Hill Community, God's country. is it Harvard or MIT? I think it's. Oh my God! I'm going to get this wrong, but I'm going to say MIT.
No, that's correct. Everyone always defaults to Harvard, but it's MIT.
Yeah. Okay.
4-3. Carson gets the win.
Wow.
We must protect this house.
Look at that.
Lisa, unfortunately, we can't give you sales money, but we really appreciate you calling in and playing. You got fun energy.
Thank you.
What would you like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
I'm Lisa from Needham, and I can't conquer Carson.
Oh, I love that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, that's messed up.
Don't even try, homeboy. You
can't forget to put the other one in?
You sure did.
She's going to school.
You sorry about that.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Well, she's here in spirit.
You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't going to win. Man, you're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Carson.
Yes.
Say hello to Becca from your favorite town of Reading.
Hey, the best of all Reddings is Reading.
I agree.
Good morning, Becca. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Let's do the damn thing.
Becca, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
I would love to. Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course, Becca. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye, Felicia. 5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson, we are going to give you $100. It's Sal's money. We don't care. I hope you win. Are you ready?
Thank you. I am.
Netflix has released U-Log videos based on K-pop Demon Hunters, Wednesday, and Stranger Things. What is the hit song from K-pop Demon Hunters that topped the charts this year?
Golden.
And question number 2, Burger King announced a SpongeBob SquarePants-inspired menu, including SpongeBob's Krabby Whopper, Mr. Krabs' Cheesy Bacon Tots, and Patrick's Starberry Shortcake Pie. Who is always trying to steal the Krabby Patty formula in SpongeBob?
Plankton.
Oh, you're plugged in. Let's go. Question number 3, Charlie Puth turns 34 today. His biggest hit is See You Again from Fast and Furious 7. That spent 12 weeks at number 1. Which rapper featured on that song with him?
Oh, no, I know this. I'm never going to forgive myself the next time I listen to that song. This is wrong, but I'm going to go MGK.
And question number 4. PETA is asking the rock band Alice in Chains to temporarily change their name to Betty in Chains to raise awareness for a depressed circus elephant. What does PETA stand for?
This is the first time I realize I have no idea.
Oh, well, there you go. Something to stew on. Question number 5.
Animal advocates, I know that.
Lucy Liu turns 57 today. She was one of Charlie's Angels in the 2000s movie franchise. Who are the other two angels?
Oh, my God. I've never seen it. I do not know.
Well, that would make it tough to answer. All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
So, Becca, I understand you work at a branding agency. What does that mean?
I do. So we develop displays, promotional material, swag, and merch. Mainly beverage industry, but any company that may need their logo on a product.
What beverages do you guys
branding.
Do?
Oh, we do a whole lot. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to discuss my clients, but a lot of big names.
Cool.
And a lot of small names. All right. And anything in between.
All right.
Carson, welcome back.
Thank you.
Becca the Brander got 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5? Okay.
Yes.
That's
okay. You know what? I'll take it. Suddenly forget everything I've ever known.
It happens. When the lights are on, I get it.
Question number 1, Carson.
Yes.
Netflix has released U-Log videos based on K-pop Demon Hunters, Wednesday, and Stranger Things.
Okay.
What is the hit song from K-pop Demon Hunters that topped the charts this year?
Golden.
We're going up, up, up. 1 to 1. Burger King announced a SpongeBob SquarePants-inspired menu, including SpongeBob's Krabby Whopper, Mr. Krabs' Cheesy Bacon Tots, and Patrick's Starberry Shortcake.
Okay.
Get it. Mm. Who is always trying to steal the Krabby Patty formula in SpongeBob?
That's Plankton.
That is Plankton. sit with me long enough, you'll absorb it. 2 to 2. Question number 3. Charlie Puth turns 34 today. His biggest hit is See You Again from Fast and Furious 7. That's
Charles Puth, Dan.
Well, I call him Charlie because we're buds. Which rapper featured on that song with him?
See You Again, Fast and Furious. Is that Wiz Khalifa? Hey.
Sure, that's a loud ding. 3 to 2, question number 4.
That's what she said.
PETA is asking the rock band Alice in Chains to temporarily change their name to Betty in Chains to raise awareness for a depressed circus elephant. Does PETA stand for?
Hold on. Can you repeat that question?
Sure, I'll give you
the
setup again.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
PETA is asking the rock band Alice in Chains
Are they still together?
Yeah.
I mean, they've lost.
No, they're not all still alive. Oh, but okay. I think they're still around.
Oh, gotcha.
It's asking them to temporarily change their name to Betty and Chains to raise awareness for a depressed circus elephant.
Oh, that is sad.
What does PETA stand for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
That is correct.
I did know that.
But I bet the members of Alice in Chains woke up this morning and wasn't expecting that email in their inbox.
No, I get it. You want to bring some publicity, but it just hurts my heart to think there's a depressed elephant.
Well, the circus has, you know, been known for not treating their animals great for a long time.
Hmm.
Hugh Jackman should write them a letter.
I agree. Hugh Jackman could save all of this in a minute.
We need, like...
The Greatest Showman. He could.
I know. It's my favorite movie.
We need to, like, let them watch K-pop Demon Hunters. That will cheer up the sad elephants.
Well, they need to let the elephant go, probably, would cheer it up more than K-pop. But
right.
4-2. We're getting distracted. Yep. Question 5. Lucy Liu turns 57 today. She was one of Charlie's Angels in the 2000s movie franchise.
Okay.
Who are the other two?
Okay, so Lucy Liu and then Cameron Diaz. Can't forget that was the one where they danced around in underwear, right? Drew Barrymore.
There it is.
Yes.
5-2. Carson gets the win. Wow. He protects Sal's money like the corporate shill he is.
That's awful. I don't know what I'm doing here. I need to be losing all of this money.
Becca, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we do really appreciate you calling in and hanging out with us.
Thank you so much. This is so fun.
What do you want to say to
Carson? I'm Becca from Reading, and I cannot conquer Carson.
Let me step out of the way.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.